Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Kiddushin Ayin, Kiddushin 70A, pagination is 139. We'll start on the previous daf, though, at the beginning of the perek, Samech Tes Amud Aleph, 69A. Asara Yuchsin Alu Mibovel. There are 10 categories of lineage that came up with Ezra from Babylonia to the land of Israel to build the second Jewish commonwealth, the second Beis HaMikdash. And these 10 categories, which are going to help us in starting to understand the different groupings and who can marry who, are Kohani Levi Yisraeli, Kohanim Leviim and Yisraelim, who are all considered regular legitimate Jews. Then there's Chalali, people who were Kohanim, descended from Kohanim, who married improperly, like a divorced woman, and then produced a child. That child is a Cholol. Geiri, converts, who, as we discussed, have a certain amount of liberty. They could marry Yisraelim, or they could marry some of these other categories. Vacharuri, or somebody who was an Eved and then was freed. Mamzeri, is the person with stigmatized lineage because the parents were very forbidden to each other and he cannot marry a regular Jew. Nesini is a certain tribe of people that made a deal with Yehoshua and David legislated due to different situations that they cannot marry into the Jewish people. And Shesuki va'asufi, people of unidentified lineage, that there's a question, who's the father, who's the mother. So we have different categories, and the Mishnah explains, Kohani Levi v'Yisraeli, Kohanim Leviim and Yisraelim, for example, amutarim lavo ze boze, are allowed to marry each other, each category. On Daf Ayin, we have an amazing story which focuses on a certain type of situation called Eved. The person had the status of a slave, and apparently, even though it was many years later, that concern remained in existence and would have restriction regarding marriage in the Jewish people. About midway or slightly below at the end of a line. Hahu Gavra de Minaharda, there was a person from the city of Naharda, which is a well-known city in Babylonia, de Ol Leve Mitbechaya be Pumpedisa. And he was visiting the city of Pumpedisa, and he found himself in the meat market online to purchase something. Amar Luhu, this visitor said, Havuli Bisra, give me some meat. Amrulei and the proprietors answered him, Natar ad shakel l'shamed Rav Yehuda by Yecheskel v'nei Sivloch. Wait until we take care of the worker, the assistant of Rav Yehuda by Yecheskel, who was the Rosh Hashiva. And after we take care of his assistant, we'll be able to take care of you. This man was offended. Omar, he said, Manu de Bar Shuyiskel. Who is this person, Yehuda Bar? And he makes fun of Rav Yehuda's father's name and doesn't appreciate the greatness of the Rosh Hashiva and why they're respecting him. Ozlu, so they went. Amrulei le Rav Yehuda. They told Rav Yehuda what just happened, this terrible act of disrespect that occurred in the marketplace. Shamte, so he excommunicated this man. He put him into Cherem. Amru, they then told Rav Yehuda, Rogel de Kari in Shiavdi. It's common for this man to call people Eved, slave. That's his common put down that he issues to people. So, Ichriz alei da'avdahu. So, Rav Yehuda issued a proclamation that this man himself is an Eved. How he jumped to that conclusion, we'll see on Amud Beis. Ozalahu, so this man went, Azmene Ledina Lakame de Rav Nachman, and he called him to a Din Torah by Rav Nachman, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Nahar Da'a, which is where this man was from. So again, he was from Nahar Da'a, he was visiting Pumbedisa. He insulted the Rosh Hashiva in Pumbedisa. When he went back to Nahar Da'a, he had his rabbi issue a summons to the Rosh Hashiva in Pumbedisa. Apparently, it seems that Rav Nachman was not aware that he was summoning the Rosh Hashiva. So, Aisi Piska Dahazmana, the letter came demanding that he present himself in front of Rav Nachman, who was a significant player in the Jewish world. He was an enormous Talmud Chacham, but in addition, he was the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa, the exilarch, the leader, the temporal ruler of the Jews in Babylonia. So Rav Yehuda gets this letter, also Rav Yehuda lekamei de Rav Huna. He went to Rav Huna, who was the Rosh Hashiva in neighboring Sura, to seek his counsel, how he should handle the summons. Amar lei, so Rav Yehuda said to Rav Huna, Ezel alo ezel, should I go, should I not go? Amar lei, mezel lo mi bo'ilach lemezel, you really don't have to go, mishum digava rabba at, because you are greater than Rav Nachman, who's issuing the summons. Ela mishum yikra devei nesia kumzil. But because he represents the house of the Nasi, he's the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa, and he represents them, he's the ranking Talmud Chacham, so you should go. So the Gemara continues and explains how Rav Yehuda showed up by Rav Nachman and tried to engage him in Torah subjects to make a point subtly that I'm a significant Talmud Chacham, and I'm not sure why you issued this summons in the way that you did. Eventually, Rav Nachman asks, so why are you here? So Rav Yehuda says, because you summoned me. Rav Nachman at this point realizes this is not so simple. Amalei, and he told him, at the end of about the 10th line on Amud Beis, Haril va'asamar, once he came already, lahacha lishtoi milei, let's do due process on this case. Ki heichi delo lemra mechanfi rabbanan ha'adodi, so that it should not look that the rabbis take care of themselves. I summoned you, let's do the case. Amalei, so he asked him formally, my time Oshamte Mar Lahu Gavra, why did you put this man into Cherim? So Rav Yehuda answered, Siyosh Lichad Rabbonon, he caused pain to a messenger of the rabbis. V'nag de Mar, so why didn't you have him given lashes? The Rav Mangir Amad de Mitzar Shluchad Rabbonon, if that's what happened, so we have a protocol, what we do in such a case. Why did you put him in Cherim? So Rav Yehuda answered, "Da'odif minei avdilei, I did better." Okay, my time achriz maralei da'avdahu. Why did you then proclaim that he's an eved? Amalei deragel dekari inchi avdi, because it's common for him to call people avadim. V'tani kalaposel posel. If a person says such things, b'mumo posel, he's really talking about himself. That's, you can infer that that's his problem. Ema da'amar Shmuel lemeicheshlei, but Shmuel only taught that you have to be concerned. La'achruzi alei mi'amar, did he say you could proclaim such a thing? Meanwhile, it looks like Rav Yehuda might have overstepped his bounds by announcing such a thing. Adahachi v'achi, meanwhile, this person came in and said, Lididi Karis Liavda, can you imagine? He called me an Eved? Da Asinim Ebeis Chashmonoim Malka. I come from the family of the Chashmonoim, the kings, and he calls me an Eved. What chutzpah! Amalei, Rav Yehuda said, I just was proved right. Hachi Amar Shmuel called the Amar Medves Chashmonai Kuasina Avdahu. If a person says he's from the house of the Chashmonaim, he's really an Eved, because Hurdus, Herod, killed out the Chashmonaim and then proclaimed his own monarchy as if it was a continuation of the Chashmonaim, and his children are the ones walking around claiming that they are Chashmonaim, so this man is an Eved. Amalei, Rav Nachman said to him, it's not so simple, because you didn't tell us this rule before he said the word that he's the Chashmonaim. You only told us Chashmonaim equals Eved after the story was unfolding. Ein shomim lo. I'm not sure that we have the right to believe you according to the protocol of accepting statements from previous generations. You're saying it while you're in the heat of a discussion. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda said, okay, ha'ika Rav Masna tekoi kavasi. Rav Masna, another student of Shmuel, heard the same thing from Shmuel, and you could verify it with him. Says the Gemara, Rav Masna lo chazer l'nardo t'leser shani. Rav Masna had not been in Nahardo for 13 years. He was not a person who frequented Nahardo. Hahu yoma osa. On that day, he showed up in Nahardo. Remarkable. Amalei, and Rav Yehuda said to him, Docher mar mayomar shmo ki koi chada kara aguda v'chada kara b'mabra. Do you remember that famous incident when Shmuel was standing 1 foot on the ground and 1 foot on the conduit to take him across the water? Do you remember as he straddled at that moment, he issued a ruling? Do you remember the ruling? Amalei, Rav Masna said, sure. Hachi Omar Shmuel, I remember what Shmuel said when he was standing like that. Called the Omar Medeves Chashmonaim Malka Kaasina Avdahu. If a person claims he's from the house of the Chashmonaim, the kings, he's really an Evid, because Herod wiped them out and continued under the name Chashmonaim, but it's really Herod's family. Skipping two lines, at the beginning of the line, Achrazalei de Avdahu. So based on the man's own testimony that he was from the Chashmonaim, they agreed to announce that he's an Eved, and this is what Rav Yehuda intuitively knew, because of a different teaching of Shmuel, that if a person is posel, is bemuma posel, he says something negative about everybody else, he's really talking about himself. Hahu yoma, on that day, the ramifications hit the town. Ikaron kama kesuvasa ben Nahardo. Many marriage documents were ripped. It changes. It was a game changer about who married who, because they realized there's a problem on this man's family. Kikanofik, when Rav Yehuda was leaving Nahardo'a, all done with his din Torah that he was summoned for, Nafki Abasre Lemirgame. People were following him to stone him. They were extremely angry with him. Amaluhu, he said to them, Ishasiku, Shasiku. If you keep quiet and accept what just happened, the ramifications, so enough already. Ve'ilo, and if you don't keep quiet, Migalina alaichu ad Amar Shmuel, I'm going to tell you another statement from Shmuel. Tarti Zaraisa, there are two families in town, Ika ben Arda, Chodem Ikari Devein Yona, one of them is legitimate, V'chodem Ikari Devenei Arvos Urvasi, and one of them is a messed up family. V'simonech Tamei Tar Tar Tahar, one of them is Tamei, one of them is Tahar. So as soon as they heard that he has more to say, and he's restraining himself, Shadju alahu rigma midayu, they threw the rocks from their hands into the river instead of throwing them at him. Vekaitma ben nahar malka, and a blockade actually, a dam actually formed from the multitude of rocks on this river, because they dropped them into the river. It was a significant number of people that were ganging up against Rav Yehuda because of what he revealed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.